the good behaviors, defined as behaviors that get you to where you want to be or better, or teach you where and how to get to where you want to be or better, or bad behaviors, those that which interfere with getting you to where you want to be or better, each compound. And the more consistent you are, they will lead you in that trajectory, that direction. And so it's so important to understand that it is counterintuitive that our behaviors compound, because it takes so long for the compounding to, for us to be aware of that compounding. When pressure rises, which it often does, most of us speed up. We say yes to everything, and we chase and attach to the all elusive perfection. Exactly these moves interfere with our energy. It makes us feel as if we're drained of that energy, but it's just interfering with it. We're in a constant flow with an infinite amount of energy. That interference will blur the focus and stall us and create a slowdown of that real progress. Early in my own career, I did what everyone else did, or most everyone else did, which was work harder and longer. Even the rule of 64, which sometimes gets mocked, of being productive for 16 hours, efficient, of doubling that to 32 hours, and statistically successful to double that to 64 hours. A lot of people don't like the 16 hours of productivity. It is because they define the behaviors within the context of the productivity of just a non-negotiable of finance, not of sleep or your health or your family or your faith or the study of relativity or time. Understanding the harder and longer approach, it's counterintuitive to think of productivity outside of the activities we get paid for. When I was young, this harder and longer financial pursuit looked like success from the outside, and it felt like chaos on the inside. Teaching the lesson, of course, that you can't find outside of you what you can't seek or see inside of you. Everything changed when I adopted this counterintuitive habit approach. The counterintuitive approach of pausing and meditating and slowing down to think, to get alignment, time, value, and emotion changes instantly upon the prioritization, the decisions, and the commitments that we make. I started to prune the commitments, prioritize, pre-prioritize, post-prioritize the commitments I was making and iterating instead of perfecting, leading with vulnerability and transparency and betting on people, the right people with the right ideas, playing for the right teams in the right positions so that I could ask for help and find the directions to get to where other people are that I want to be and help other people get to where they want to be. Success is rarely a straight line because of the uncertainty and circumstances that exist within the context of every 24 hours that we play. In uncertain environments, principled constraints and rapid learning beat raw intensity. The zigzag, the pause, the focus, the harmony, the iterate, the ask for help, the invest in relationships, that is the strategy in which I want to teach you today. I want to offer everybody this training and exercise, this guide, along with my book. If you just email me, david@dmeltzer.com, if you'd like the guide and exercise and training from today, the counterintuitive habit training of how to use this iteration and vulnerability and relationships, please, david@dmeltzer.com. The first lesson in this counterintuitive habit that leads to success is we have to understand from worry to work. We have to reframe our success. A lot of entrepreneurs study and have studied future competitors instead of competitors, instead of serving their current clients. They look outside instead of doubling down on the inside of their own businesses. To that example, if you examine your business, not your competitors, you will help yourself and create a greater standing approximately on average, even though 99% of all statistics are made up, on average, 80% of all your business would bankrupt you.
Belie the meaning of your past, the failures, setbacks, mistakes, defining moments, historical relevances, even your successes that will serve a current client today. Identify people who can help us make the ask. Learn the transitions of would it help you if, and do you know anyone that could help me? If you're not saying that 100 times a day, you're not doing it. Would it help you if, and do you know anyone that could help me? Take each and every counterintuitive, viable step as early as you can, and then quantify, measure the results each and every day, understanding the human experience, which starts when the heart starts, stops when the heart stops, and is incrementally divided by 24 hours, can guarantee every day from God that you are gifted, except for the last day of your life, you'll be cheated. Let's take the worry out of the work, the activity we get paid for. Let's be productive, accessible, and gracious. Let's reframe the success. Stop interfering with the duplicate negative of worry, anxiety, fear. Reacting to that and responding in an appropriate manner.
The second lesson in the counterintuitive habits that lead us to success is a trap. The lesson of the trap is obvious success. Doing what everyone else does, just doing it harder or doing it longer, it will create activity, but not aligned achievement. So many times in people's career, they chase every opportunity and looked quote unquote successful while feeling chaotic and unfocused, not aligned with where they want to be or better. In and outside of the purpose, the passion, and the profitability that they desired. Counterintuitive habits will pause, prune, and iterate. They will allow us to create the metaphysical advantage of the exponentiality of outcomes, the compounding of those behaviors. This counterintuitive habit machine creates growth in an exponential way, but it takes time. Because growth is not apparent, and growth occurs within the context of counterintuitive behavior because it's counterintuitive when there's no evidence or the evidence is contrary that you're growing because you can't see it. You're not capable as a human being to see the incrementality and the compounding impacts. That's why I give people the 1,000-step diagram, the 1,000-step lesson, which I'm happy to give with this lesson as well, david@dmeltzer.com. What is the 1,000-step lesson? It's the reason why people get trapped in the obviousness of success, because they're looking for the obvious. They're looking for evidence. They're looking for more than enough evidence to continue to inspire them in the behaviors that are going to get them to where they want to be or better. In fact, it takes approximately 90% of everything you got. It definitely will take 90% of the time, energy, emotion, money, and value. It'll take 90% of the time to get to 250 steps if it's going to take you 1,000 steps to get there. We got to understand that 99% of the people quit before they get to 90% of the time. In the end, 1% of the people will quit because they don't understand the counterintuitive habits that are necessary to get the exponential growth to go from 250 to 500 to 1,000 with just 10% of the time left. That's why there's so many overnight successes, because nobody sees the first 250 steps. They don't see the 90% that it took to get to 250 steps. They just see the 10% that it took to double from 250 to 500, 500 to 1,000. And that seems like it happens overnight, because that's where the impact is elevated in its awareness, so that people can actually see evidence. And the evidence is aligned in the last 750 steps, but not in the first 250. That's why we need to audit ourselves every day, every week, every month, and every year. We need to understand and audit ourselves internally, our values, our daily practices, and our execution. We need to audit the behaviors that are aligned with our values, daily practices, and execution of where we want to be or better. And in that audit, we now can improve and progress into better behavior, even if it's counterintuitive, but we need to iterate it in order to create the exponentiality, the outcomes that we desire. We should have non-negotiable behaviors. And one of those non-negotiable behaviors within the context of your health is thinking time. It could be within the context of your breathing or your movement or your eating or your drinking or your sleeping or your meditation. You need to have non-negotiable behaviors with thinking. Telling ourselves, no matter what happens today, no matter what circumstances, hurricanes or interest rates or internet going down, that I'm going to get my minimum of 30 to 60 minutes of thinking time. Quantify the energy, the clarity, the focus, the output. Let's keep progressing in what matters in a counterintuitive approach, that the good behaviors are aligned with where we want to be, and we want to reiterate those behaviors to get us to where we want to be and identify the behaviors that are interfering with our infinite potential of what we want, not what other people want, not what's missing, not what we don't have. The third lesson is to understand the difference between perception, predictions versus reality, and understand why the faithful, which some people call bold or courageous, why the faithful win. Solutions and resolutions often look foolish and are laughed at, scoffed at, and made fun of until hindsight makes them obvious and people will applaud you. Breakthroughs are born from principles, contrarian bets, the counterintuitive habits, tested small and learned fast. The test and go approach will allow you to create a congruent relationship between perception, predictions, and reality, and allow you to combine the wisdom that you learn from learning fast and the faith that you have to live bold. Design reversible perspectives. Looks wrong today experiments. Try to do things the opposite. One of the things I did with my sales force when I was working with West Publishing is I had an exercise. I had a competition, who could keep people on the phone the longest and who could get them off the phone the longest. And it was funny because the average of the people who tried to get people off the phone was higher than the average of the people that tried to get people to keep them on the phone. So people who tried to get them off the phone stayed on the phone longer than the people who they actually were trying to get to stay on the phone. This looks wrong today. Experiment. Figure out a counterintuitive approach to the counterintuitive habits that create this progression towards the success, the bold wins. Utilizing wisdom and faith to shorten that distance of resistance. Utilize and document the lessons and the stories, not just the results. Make a definite decision, a definite purpose to scale, to tweak, to shelf, and then launch the next test. Test small, learn fast. Create perception and prediction versus reality. Live with wisdom and faith, defined as bold and courageous. Counterintuitive habit number one, slow down to speed up. Overcommitment destroys creativity, innovation, and decision quality. Margins multiply with impact. Slow down to speed up. So many leaders I work with schedule white space and make fewer misfires and scale faster. Pace is a performance variable. Recovery is revenue. Why is sleep so important to me? Because it's a third of my life and its purpose is greater than most other activities. That's why it's a third of our life, because God wanted us to keep our heart beating in this human experience, because that is what defines the human experience, the time the heart starts till it stops. And the biggest activity that he requires us to have is sleep. If we don't sleep, the heart stops. We don't eat, the heart stops. We don't drink, the heart stops. We don't move, the heart stops. So focus in on slowing down to speed up the way that you move, you breathe, you sleep, because recovery is revenue. Performance is equated to the pace and the variable impact that it will have. Utilize a pre-game prioritization of the things that are necessary to keep your heart beating. Make sure that you're booking recovery blocks and honor them as a non-negotiable behavior. I give a minimum amount of time, an unwinding routine, a meditation, a movement, a breathing, a eating, a drinking, whatever it may be. Utilize these blocks as non-negotiable, because the number one counterintuitive habit is slow down to speed up. The number two counterintuitive habit is say no to create more yes. You're made by the people you say no to. It's okay to make people feel that you trust and love uncomfortable, because you trust them and love them. And you want to ask the questions. You want to trust and vet. And saying yes to everything means saying no to what matters most. The whole basis of the non-negotiable behaviors is to say no to say yes. A full calendar hides an empty strategy. An intentional calendar based off of what you're focused in on that day, who you can help, who can help you, and how to get it done by doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing aligned with where you want to be is fulfillment, passion, purpose, and profitability. Constraints to clarity and harmony, focus, compound. The counterintuitive habit of saying no to create more yes will help you get to where you want to be or better. Utilize a two-gate test to create the long-term impact plus the unique ability that you have, and then you say yes. Is it aligned with where I want to be or better? Is it something that's doing well, stable, or I think is doing well? Long-term impact plus unique ability equals a yes. Decline or delegate the non-aligned asks within 24 hours. Distribute internally and externally according to the capabilities who best suit the opportunity, the option, the touch of favor. Reinvest the time, emotion, and value. Reinvest the freed time into the top three non-negotiables: your sleep, your health, and your family. The finances, the faith, the relativity, and time will always have their non-negotiable place every day as well. Habit number three, the counterintuitive habit number three, is innovation over perfection. Iteration over perfection. Waiting for perfect conditions stalls momentum. Iteration unlocks mastery. Within the context of those who wait for the perfect time and place and emotion, never get started. So many of us look to prove to improving, but it is the progress that's the proof. Utilize version now every single day, week, month, and year. This version now is clear feedback loop of how we can get better and progress and perfect what we're doing each and every day. Utilize a learning tool to not only get alignment, but to take intentional action of doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing, and adjusting. And that adjustment has a cadence of innovation and iteration over perfection. We want to make sure that through this progress, the ability to learn to love what we don't like or love about what we love, through the ability to enjoy the consistent every day, persistent without quit, the iterations in the pursuit of our potential allows us to celebrate the lesson volume, not the wins. I celebrate my lesson volumes in a capture, modify, amplify, and perpetuate approach to lessons and stories. Fourth counterintuitive habit, lead with vulnerability, not invincibility. Oh, I was invincible for the first third of my life, and it has not become invincible without the wisdom and faith to be vulnerable. Lead with vulnerability, not invincibility. Over-functioning leaders create over-functioning teams, and they burn out. Over-functioning parents create over-functioning kids, and they burn out. We need to be vulnerable. We need to be honest with ourselves and repetitive, two very annoying things to self and others. By admitting our limits, by asking for help, by setting boundaries and building trust and resilience. Lead with vulnerability, not invincibility. Vulnerability scales the culture. People don't work for a company, they work for a culture. If you want to scale your culture, you have to do it through vulnerability and humility, because that's what preserves performance. Preserve the performance that you have and utilize your energy in an efficient, effective, and statistically successful way. We got to share the lessons learned, not just the wins. When I have my team huddles Monday, Wednesday, Friday, every single week, I want to know the biggest mistake you've made that impacted the company and the lesson that you've learned. I have a Monday group I've been doing for years. It's merged from a coaching and networking group. It's a community of people that want to help each other and know people that help each other. Every single Monday, I don't miss a Monday. I provide the replays to people that aren't there. Every single day, we have a huge network of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other. But for me, I keep my office hours every single Monday to help other people and to be of service and value. Every single Wednesday with the Napoleon Hill Institute training. Every single Friday with this training for almost 28 years come October, longer than the Nicowam has been alive on his 25th birthday. Make sure that you change your value base. Be a beloved servant. My mom named me David Meltzer, which means beloved servant, so that I would remind myself every day as I looked at my name, help first. Make sure that you ask for help as well, with specific asks and specific offers of how. Do you know anyone that can help me? Would it help you if? Do you know anyone that can help me? Lead with vulnerability, not invincibility. When we understand the counterintuitive nature of the human experience, we'll understand the counterintuitive habits that lead to real success, fulfillment, passion, purpose, and profitability. We will move from worry to work and reframe our success. We'll avoid the trap of the obvious success and working harder and more. utilizing the perceptions of prediction versus reality, and what bold actually means, to utilize wisdom and faith to shorten the distance of resistance from us and our potential. Understanding the number one counterintuitive habit of slow down to speed up. The second counterintuitive habit of say no to create more yes. The third counterintuitive habit of innovation, iteration over perfection. And the fourth counterintuitive habit, lead with vulnerability, not invincibility. Make the zigzag your default. There is no straight line. Enjoy and learn to enjoy. Learn to love what you don't like or love about what you love. Use the counterintuitive habits, the counterintuitive approach to facilitate, to make easy your success. Longevity and impact come from sustainable systems, not heroic sprints. Counterintuitive habits protect your energy by dissipating, dissolving, and disappearing the response to the reaction of fear that interferes with our potential, with the need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful, etc. It is a more than enough world, a more than enough approach. Make the zigzag your default. Teams that prune their agendas are students of their calendar. They ship the small iterations and normalize, I need help. We'll move faster with fewer misfires in the teams that grind, overpromise, and hide their limits. I promise you. Trust the process over the panic. I'm going to repeat that. Trust the process over the panic. Bet on people over predictions. Empower others to empower others to be happy. Progress over perfection wins every time, especially when uncertainty is heightened. This has been the counterintuitive habits that lead to real success training. If you'd like the guide, the exercises, the 1,000 steps, the open-ended question guides, whatever it is you desire, just email me for this training and coaching program, david@dmeltzer.com. My first name is David, at my first initial D, last name Meltzer.com, david@dmeltzer.com. Be kind to your future self. Keep on doing good deeds. Be more interested than interesting. Look forward to seeing everyone. David@dmeltzer.com. Thank you so much.